Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm glad that I'm here for another day. I'm on this side of the dirt. Whenever I'm on this side of the dirt, it's a good day. The song you will listen to is our national anthem. The age of freedom has come. Unto you, if you're ready, if you want it, you have to work for it. You know, they're not going to just roll over and play dead unless you have it. You have to go out and get it, okay? And it starts with one thing, putting love in your heart, purifying your heart, so that you can rise into a higher consciousness. Because hate takes you towards evil. And evil is when somebody else is forcing their will upon you, okay? That this whole country and what's going on around the planet, these people are setting up in the name of great people and committing evil and evil acts, you know? They're taking Muhammad's name, Jesus' name, Buddha's name, all their names, just committing evil acts in their name, you know? And so we have to begin to wake up and find out what's going on. Now, the topic for today is health and politics. Why are we dying so young? And should we study politics and vote? Now, the worst enemy that we have right now is in your mirror. Because you have so much power and so much ability, and you have been trusting your life, your well-being, and your children's well-being to the people that have been committing evil against you. That's a no-no. In order to be free, you have to take the responsibility for yourself. You can't look for a master to feed you and clothe you and shelter you and protect you and all that. You have to start figuring out ways to do it yourself, you know. One of the hardest things about freedom is since we're living in a system that deals with barter, they call it commerce. There's a million names for it, but that's how they do the mind control. They complicate things to the point that they can control your mind with the nonsense that they're giving you, you know. Everything is the barter system, you know. I say, well, what is money? You know, money is anything that you can secure goods and services for, you know. I got a tie, you got a shirt, I like your shirt, you like my tie becomes money, your shirt becomes money. So I buy your shirt with my tie, you buy and you buy my tie with your shirt. So money is anything that you can use for a medium of exchange or to barter with, you know. It just keeps it simple, you know. It makes it easy to understand what's going on out there, you know. One of the biggest problems is that we're worried about we don't have no job, we can't work, we can't find no money. If master cut us off, we're in trouble, you know. Like a little puppy dog that's been fed by his master day after day after day, then the master put him out. He's going to be scratching on the door, trying to get back in because he don't know how to take care of himself. He don't know how to live, you know. One thing that you can do, people will support you if you're trying to do something, you know. So you have to get that notion out of your mind that black people don't support each other and that we won't support each other, you know, by doing what we do. if you can buy some pie tins, some cupcake tins, and buy some Duncan Hines cake mix or whatever, and make you a few cakes and stuff, put them on a pie tin. Go out, sell them for $1. You can do 40 of those a day. That's like $1,600 a month, you know. That'll help you if you're in trouble, help you catch up on your bills and stuff like that. And it don't cost much to get started with that. You can go to one of those party shops, you know, where they sell those type of things, and you can just buy the tins pretty cheap. And, you know, you can get the cake mix at any store and just mix it up, put it in. Most people have some type of oven that they can cook with. Cook a few, wrap them up, you know, take them out. And the people, they'll support you. They'll buy stuff from you because I've done it myself. I have people out there right now that are selling pies and cakes for me. And they didn't have no work, they didn't have no job, so I started them off for maybe 10 or 20 items. They went out, and they set up a corner, and they started working, and it was working out for them. They're doing pretty good. But you can create a way to make money in a society like this. People will support you, you know. That's one thing that I want you to understand. People will support you if you're trying to do something. Now, one thing about praying to God, you know, I mean, I emphasize this on every show, you know, that power is within you. All of the holy books tell you, Psalm 82 in the Bible, you are all God's. That means you have the power to get up and do for yourself. That's what it means. But you're powered by a force that's behind the entire cosmos, that's behind everything, okay? They're calling that God, but that's not God. Your God, that force is what powers you. So if you learn how to work that force, you'll be able to draw things to you. What you think about, you bring about. Start thinking about things that's going to help you and benefit you in a better way, okay? Now, let's get into the topic for today, okay? Let's start off with the health, because we have a lot of problems with health. We don't eat properly. We don't know how to eat. And you listen to this crazy people in the hospitals. The doctors are body mechanics. If you get shot, cut, need something to slice, to dice, to spice, go to the hospital. They're the best body mechanics on the planet. I mean, the United States has some of the best body mechanics on the planet. But if you're looking for a healer, that's not the best place to go. Healers are the naturopaths. See what I'm saying? They're the ones that actually can show you how to heal yourself, all right? Unless something has gone on where this society has put something in the society that they only have the cure for, like AIDS and stuff like that. They created these viruses in the laboratories, all right? So just so they can make a big paycheck, so they can make profit. The pharmaceutical industry, they're tough. They need that money. They want that money because they're looking ahead for maybe 5 or 10 generations. How are my children for the next 5 or 10 generations going to survive? So I got to get out here and get that money in order for them to do that. And they don't care about you. Now, we think that it's racial and all that, but it's not. It's purely economic for them. They need that money, and they don't care. If you go back and research your history, they had white slaves, Indian slaves, Chinese slaves, okay? Anybody they could find to make a slave out of, they would. And they're still doing the same thing today. They're playing it off as if it's a race thing. You follow what I'm saying? But the same straw man that you're under, those of you who are on the air, and if you're not familiar with the term straw man, go on the Internet and look it up. That straw man is a slave, okay? And he substitutes the live being for the straw man. All right, so anybody they can put under that straw man identity, they'll turn you into a slave. They don't care what color, what complexion, how big, small, whatever you are. Don't make them no difference, okay? Now, before I get too far off into that, because politics, I like talking about stuff like that, but we're going to start off with health first, okay? Now, the body, I'm telling you some things that you can't get anywhere else. Some things you can, some things you can't, all right? But what I'm telling you is knowledge that the doctors are not actually conveying to you because they do not want you to know, all right? The body is on a 21-year cycle. Well, what do I mean by 21-year cycle? When you're born, right, your cells are perfect, okay? The first 7 years, your cells are perfect, all right? The second 7 years, but because we're not eating properly, following these doctors and what they're telling us, the second 7 years, our cells become unbalanced. That's why when the children get 13, 14, oh, he's a teenager, the child's going crazy. No, their cells are becoming unbalanced because of what you're feeding them, and their hormones and everything is out of control, all right? Now, the third 7 years, right, that's when your cells are becoming defective because of the diet, okay? That's when you might have to go to the doctor a little more, have your little checkups because things don't feel right. You're catching colds too much, you know? It's because we're on a seven-year cycle. Now, in order to reverse the process, it takes another 21 years, and that's what's going on. The doctors know that we're on a three-cycle lifespan. That's how the food is produced. 3 times 21 is what? 63. So at 65, that's when you retire and become a senior citizen, and they expect most of us to be dead by then. See what I'm saying? That's how they're figuring us out. So whatever age you are right now, what you have to do is start reversing the process. Now, here's the thing. How do I reverse this process? You have to cut back on the flesh and go on an almost all vegetable diet for at least 1 year. You do that for 1 year, that will clean up your system and sort of bring those cells back in line. If the first 7 years, Well, you do it for 1 year. That will clean up the system, and most of the health problems that you have, including diabetes, it will knock that out, you follow what I'm saying? Then what you do, diabetes is a special case. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But after the first 7 years, you're dealing mostly on vegetables, very little flesh and stuff like that there, your system has come back in balance. Now what you have to do, vegetables are mostly for healing, okay? Not, it's good for nutrition, but it's mostly for healing because the vegetables don't actually reduce the aging process. They stabilize the aging process, but it don't reduce it. What reduces the aging process is salad and fruit. That's kind of interesting. So after you're totally healed, and so you go get your checkups for about the next 7 years, and you find out the doctor keep telling you there's nothing wrong, you don't have diabetes, you don't have anything, everything's going to clear up. You know, then you stop taking the medicine that they're giving you, whatever they're giving you medicine for, this diet will clean all that stuff out, okay? And once you do that, then you go on a salad and fruit diet. The salad and fruit diet will begin to actually reduce the aging process. This will keep you here for the next 200 years, okay? I'm just giving you this information because the doctors aren't telling you this. Even the naturopathic healers don't get you into this type of cycle because they're sort of patterned after what the doctors are doing. If you're sick, they have medicine, do the herbs and all that to help you reduce whatever you do. But it's all that's good because the healers, they know how to heal whatever's wrong with you, and they can help you out a lot, all right? But you can actually do it yourself. All right? Now, what I've been on a regimen. Every morning when I get up, I take a quarter teaspoon of baking soda, put in an 8-ounce glass of water, and I drink it. This puts my stomach in the morning in an alkaline environment. All right? I do that 1 hour before I eat anything. All right? Then after I do that, then I knock my vegetables off, and I'm good for the day. So this is my regimen every morning. Now, I've been on this for close to this particular regimen. I've been on for close to a couple of years. Now, I'm ready to switch to the fruit and salad diet. I have no disease, no problems, anything. Everything is fine. Everything is perfect, okay? My last three checkups, the doctor said everything was fine. I go to them because they had the machines and stuff, and they can look inside and see what's going on and all that. But as the last three times I went, everything was perfect. So now what I need to do is go into the age reduction process. So what I'm getting ready to do now, every other day, I'm just going to eat salad and fruit to get my system used to being in that type of alkaline environment, all right? And that's the best diet to be on to reduce your aging process, all right? But you need to heal first. So now if you're going to heal yourself first, you have to do the vegetables, all right? Now, there's fruit out there that contains protein, all right? Now, I'm going to run down a few of the fruit that contain protein, so you know what they are, okay? Guava contains protein. Mulberries contain protein. Black tea, because we're worried so much about protein, all right? Star fruit contains protein. Apricots contain protein. I'm just going to run down the list. Kumquats, nectarines, grapefruit, white. You got cantaloupe, melon, peaches, raspberries, passion fruit. Currants, right? You got strawberries, pomegranates, oranges, watermelon, kiwi fruit, jackfruit. You got cherries, honeydew melon, avocados, and bananas, all right? Now, all of those fruit contain protein. So when you're eating the fruit, you can get your protein as well. So you don't have to, when you're eating the fruit and salad diet, you don't have to go on a, you won't run into a protein deficiency. If you feel like you need a few more protein, there's some other there's some other things that you can eat that not only will give you the protein, but they also kill parasites. All right. Now I'm going to run down the list of the foods that you can eat that will actually kill parasites. Okay. Well, I'll bring that up in a minute. My computer seems to be acting a little strange here, but I'll bring the foods that contain parasite up. But for dealing with the protein on stuff that contain parasites, I know a couple of them off the top of my head, are pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds. See, they contain protein plus they kill parasites. You know, green onions is another thing that kills parasites. There's some other things that kill parasites too. I'll get that in a minute as soon as I bring up my list. There's so many ways to eat and do what you have to do, you know? And that's one of the things that we have to be mindful of. See, you have to study. You have to learn this stuff. You have to do the research yourself to find out exactly what's going on, you know, so you can eat to take care of the things that you have to do. Follow what I'm saying? Now, there's five vegetables that contain, one cup of these five vegetables contain most of the nutrients that the body needs. So you don't have to eat a whole lot of complicated food. They do this because they got all that garbage out there, and they have to make so many different ways for you to eat the garbage so you can be excited about eating that crap that's out there, okay? But now you can have a cup of, do these at the same time. This will enhance the body and help the body fight off whatever diseases and stuff that you have in it, okay? You can, it's collard greens. Now check the nutrients in the collard greens. The collard greens are very powerful vegetable. The collard greens, string beans, you have green peas, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. A couple of those five vegetables eaten at one time will give you most of the nutrients that you need. Add a little nut butter to keep the protein level up, and you square it away. You know, so you don't really have to eat a whole lot of meat and a whole lot of seafood, because meat and seafood contain formaldehyde. Now, formaldehyde destroys the upper digestive system, okay? So you have to be careful about eating all the meats and stuff like it there when you're, when you're out there like that, you know? So I'm still working on pulling up the I thought I had everything in the computer right here, but when I wanted to pull up the parasite, it didn't come up. So I'm just going to keep going until I'm able to pull that up for you, okay? So now I've given you the five vegetables that you can eat, and those vegetables are very powerful, and they will definitely knock a lot of diseases and stuff that you have out of your system just by eating those five vegetables. Now, those five vegetables alone don't retard the aging process. It stifles it, slows it down, but it doesn't retard it. So you're still going to be aging while you're eating those vegetables. But in order to literally reduce the aging process, you have to go on a fruit and salad diet, okay? And everything you need is in the fruit, and the salad, you know what I mean? And your body is constantly in an alkaline environment, and it helps reduce the aging process because it's actually creating the type of cells that you need. Because every 7 years, your body replaces all the cells. So that actually replaces the cells so that it can balance the body and then perfect the cells, and then it will start bringing you back into a normal young self. That's basically what's going on. I pulled up the the fruit. Now these are the vegetables. These are the foods that will kill parasites if you add these to your diet, whatever you're eating. Okay, we got pumpkin and sunflower seeds, coconuts, pomegranates, papaya, garlic, horseradish, thyme, cayenne pepper, bitter melon. That's a strange fruit. I've never had any bitter melon. go ahead and try to get some and see what it tastes like. And then you got green onions, not the regular onions, but the green onions will help kill the parasites. Now, if you add black walnut, wormwood, and cloves and take them together, that will do a lot to knock those parasites off, because the black walnut hull and wormwood kill the adults in the developmental stages of at least 100 different types of parasites, and the cloves kill the eggs. So that will help you a whole lot. Now, there's two healers that I recommend. One is Bill Holm. His number is 631-561-3864. So you can call him, and he will help you out. There's another healer. His name is Dr. Paul, but I don't have his number right now. I have to get it. And he will help you out a lot as well, okay? Now, you have a list of the fruits that contain protein. I've told you some of the fruits. Some of you remember, but if you can go on the Internet, you can look this stuff up. You know, you have to do your own research. That's a big problem. We have to do our own research, because you can't just depend on a doctor. The only difference between you and the doctors is that they read different books. Why are you reading novels and sports books and all that? They read medical books. See what I'm saying? Why are you reading electronic books and stuff about the keyboard? They're reading medical books. But they're not smarter than you. They just have focused on something different than you did. And that's what's going on. So now you need to focus on what you need in order to gain and go where you're trying to go. But you have to develop an end game. You have to know, well, by the time I get 80 or 90, what would I have accomplished in my life? What do I want to accomplish? Start there and then backtrack to the first step. That way, each step you're taking is taking you towards that end game. And you will be successful. Trust me, you will be successful, because things will begin falling in place. This is how the universe works. You are extension. You are the universe expanding itself. All right. So that means you're literally connected to the force, connected to the power. So when you mentally say something, the universe goes into motion to bring it into existence. That's why they say what you think about, you bring about. But you have to keep focus on what you really want. Because if you think about one thing you want today and think about something else you want next week, then you'll lose what you thought about today. So because the universe is working on what you have for next week. And then if you, let's say you're in Philadelphia and you're saying, I want to be so successful in Philly, and then you move to New Jersey. All your success is coming to Philly, and you're over in New Jersey catching hell. So you really have to focus on what you need, where you're going, and how to get there. That's what this show is all about. This show is how to build the individual success, how to make you success, how to make you powerful. I know you got groups out there. I'm not worrying about the groups, because a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So if you have a group and the people in your group are weak, then your chain is weak. And it's not going to help the group. But if you're powerful and the people in your group are powerful, that makes you powerful. Okay, and we can work together. Now, it's hard for me to work with people with a lot of hate in their heart, because the frequency, see, thinking in terms of hate, your body has a frequency, and it will change your frequency. And you ever met somebody and don't like them and don't even know why? Never met them before, but I like them. Their frequency. See, they have a frequency that goes against your frequency, and they used to call them vibes. And the vibes was wrong. That's what you call it back in the day. You call it vibes. But it's frequency. It altered frequency because of what's in their heart. And Egyptians knew about that. Now, the heart has a neural network that literally speaks to the brain, and it gives out hormones to make you feel a certain way when something ain't vibing right, you know? The Egyptians were smart. If you study Ma'at, you know, Ma'at is not a religion. It's a mystery science to help you understand how to access the power that the Egyptians used. It wasn't a freak of nature that these guys was moving those big blocks around as big as trucks and all that, you know? And we can't do it today. They knew something that we didn't. So through the teachings of Ma'at, that will take you back into the mindset that will help you access a lot of the stuff that you're doing. And you'll find that once you go through Ma'at, all of the religions that you're studying, okay, are based on Ma'at, all of them, okay? But you have to do the research, you know? You have to do the research yourself. You have to check things out for yourself. You have to learn for yourself because, me, I don't believe anything that I can't verify. So I'll be trying to verify the stuff. Because if somebody says something to me, it's just information until I can verify it. And trust me, I do go and try to verify to see what it is, okay? Now, before we go to the commercial, I want to talk about diabetes. If you're a diabetic, right, the same way you got into being a diabetic, it's the same way you can get out of being a diabetic. You have to reverse the food that you're eating. If you're eating a lot of sugar and starchy foods and products like that, yes, your pancreas are going to spike. That's what's causing the pancreas to shut down because they get that sugar spike. And you spike that pancreas enough, it overloads and it just shuts down on you. Follow what I'm saying? But your pancreas can, your immune system will literally heal your pancreas if you eat and do what you're supposed to do. So those of you are out there on diabetes, check this out. You can check with your healers. Stay away from grass. Now, what is grass? Now, you can research this. The etymology of grass. It's rice, okay, wheat, all right, and corn. It's grass. That's where it comes from. It's a byproduct of grass. So stay away from the grass. Stay away from the cane sugar. Don't eat the cane. Well, the processed cane sugar, because they do have some cane sugar on the market that you can eat that won't make your system spike. All right, and your system can process it pretty good. They got some liquid cane sugar, and they got some Jamaican. They got some Jamaican brown sugar. It's crystals. Don't get the regular brown sugar. That's nothing but white sugar with molasses in it. You don't want that, you know. But the Jamaican sugar, you can get it at Save-A-Lot. Save-A-Lot sells it. Sometimes to be in the back, you have to ask one of the guys where the sugar at. That's what I have to do. And I go and I load up on it. Sometimes they run out for a week or so, and I can't get it, you know. But if you stay away from that. Stop eating your fried foods. This is for the diabetics. Stop eating all fried foods. If it's fried, don't eat it. If you're still eating meat, bake your food, right? Bake your food and don't eat the skin. If you're eating chicken or fowl, don't eat the skin, bake the food. And that will begin to balance your system. Now, if you're a type 4 diabetic, okay, that means you're taking that insulin, you can literally control your sugar without the insulin based on what you eat. But you have to know, if you're taking, let's say you take two teaspoons of sugar, Jamaican sugar and some water, okay, that's going to push your sugar up. But you need to know how long does that keep your sugar up? Because the only way you need the insulin is for when the sugar falls down. So if two teaspoons don't push your sugar too high, right, then you can take that amount of sugar and just monitor it. So you know if it takes an hour or 2 hours before the sugar starts to drop again, you can go back, take some more sugar, and you got two or three more hours more before your sugar starts to drop. So you can control your sugar without dealing with the insulin, you know? And the insulin, it helps you, but it also hurts you too. Look up for the side effects of insulin and what it does to the pancreas, you know? I'm just throwing some little tips out there for those who are on diabetes, but it's always better to go to a healer because a healer, they know a lot more about all this than I do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm doing my research. That's how I know so much about it. I'm doing my research, okay? So now we're going to move on to the commercial. What I like to do. This is like a final battle. I give a shout out to shows that I think that will help you out. And I got some new shows coming online. So some of the other shows you know about, like Legacy of a Nation and stuff like that there, I'm going to not keep talking about those shows because you know about those shows. But the Will.i.am show, that's on Sunday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. It comes on right after my show, okay? And that number is 218-263-0460. The PIN number is 726-476. 87 pound. Okay, listen to the operator when you call in. He talks about Laura. Brothers know some. He's pretty heavy, you know. Obviously, I should call him. I give a shout out to Horace Butler. He made the book When Rocks Cry Out. A very good book. He understands history and a lot of the missing parts of this, especially about the Americas. He knows about it. You can get it by getting his book. You can get it on Amazon, different places like that. Go to one of the black bookstores. If they don't have it, they'll order it for you. And then we'll talk about Nikki Love. I was informed that she hasn't been on Tuesday. Maybe she comes on Thursday at 10 o'clock at night. She's a spiritual leader and advisor. She's pretty good. I like her. Her number is 347-215-8040. Then next, we have the Elohim Radio Show. We're on every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And that number is 646-564-9888. We try to bring you information that's going to help you, help increase your power, help increase your knowledge so that you know what's going on, okay? We have the Black Cross Nurses Division 178, 53rd and Girard. That's run by Basima Muhammad. That's 215-796-6366, okay? And also, I have an album on the market, a CD. It's called Jesus is Coming. And the link for that is CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That'll take you right to the CD. You can listen to it and check it out and see what you like about it, you know. I have a book on the market, too. It's called Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. Last week's show was out of Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. For those of you who caught last week's show, it was out of that book. I've written 4 books, and I'll be speaking out of those books as time goes on, okay? And also, once again, those of you who are on the air now, I want to thank you so much for calling in and letting me know that, hey, I am not alone. I appreciate it. Even if you don't have anything to say, that's fine, because I'm here to give out information. And if you have some information that you want to give out, you can do that too. You can just hit 1 on your dial. And I'll know that you have something to say or you want to give a shout out about your business or whatever, then you can do that too as well, okay? I do not mind. This is a global show. We're tracking other countries as well. That's why when I said call in Philadelphia, PA, U.S. time, because some the central and what you call them time, sometimes people are 3-4 hours away, stuff like that. They're 12 hours in Japan, you know. So it gets a little tricky, so that's why I do it like that, okay? And also, you have R&B Industries. That's a brother that makes flags and clothes. He's pretty good. So if you need some flags or clothes, some buttons and doodads to make to sell, that's another thing. See, now you have a brother like this. If you're not working, if you got a problem, you can call a brother like this, and maybe he can work something out with you on consignment. You can get out on the corner and start selling stuff, you know, go to different events. He'll work with you if you're trying to do something. You know, but if you ain't trying to do nothing, it's just a calling. But if you're trying to do something, if you're trying to get your freedom, because if you want to be free, you can't be running a master for a job. You have to get involved in commerce. I mean, you have to have something to sell, okay? And a brother like this can help you out with a lot of stuff, okay? His number is 609-638-5828, okay? Now, I have a new shout-out. This is a brother. His name is Thomas Thornton. He goes by Yesterday's Child. He's got 7 albums on the market. He goes by Yesterday's Child. If you want to check his music out, you go to CD Baby, and type in Yesterday's Child, and his albums will come up, and you can check his albums out, listen to them, you know, before if decide if you want to buy them. I suggest we support each other, you know, because making these CDs and albums takes a lot of time, and if you're not plugged into the mainstream, you're not selling millions at a time, you know. So, like, I did a few thousand, but it's tough. You're out of your truck, out of your car, you know. So it's a little tricky, but I am getting support, and I appreciate that. I appreciate every minute. That's why I'm able to be on the radio and do these shows like this, okay? Now that the commercial is done, let's get into the next part of what we need to discuss, the next part of what was on the talk thing was we're talking about, should I vote? Should I study politics? You got to think about this, okay? politics runs your everything, religion, politics, and religion and politics, that they pretty much cover your lives, everything. Okay? Well, diet, food, diet, religion, and politics. They control every aspect of your life. Because if you don't eat right, you're going to be sick and under the doctor's care all the time. Your system will start shutting down. You're going to feel like you're dying any minute. You can't get nothing done like that. And the politics, they control the military, which is your security. They control the laws. They control the money. They control the taxes. That's more important than studying football and silly games. You know, we need to get involved in politics. These people spend, you think they spend those kind of millions of dollars on trying to become a president if they want to get that money back? Come on. These companies get that money back because they have lobbyists, they have people in there to fight for them to get what they want done. That's why we don't have GMOs listed on the packages. Because they got so much money and they lobby and they control the politicians and the power, when the law comes out to put the labeling for the GMO on the package, they turn it down because they got the politicians in their pocket. They got the Food and Drug Administration in their pocket. See what I'm saying? So we have to get involved. Yeah, we need to vote, we need to study, and we need to start gaining resources. Now, how do we gain the resources, okay, to deal with these people out there? Because they got some of them, some of them are trillionaires out there. How do you deal with them, you know? We're fighting against the corporations, but the corporations are controlling the company, the country. Where's your corporation, okay? It's one thing to fight against the corporations if you're handling money like that. If you broke out of doors trying to figure out what to do, don't fight these people. Get in there and get that money. Get in there. Get into the field. Go out there and see what you have to do. I have a corporation, okay? It's called Elohim Fire Traps and Corp. I have the church set up. I mean, I'm trying to get involved with that, with the flow of cash, but you got to study politics. You need to study politics, and you have to study law, especially the Uniform Commercial Code. That's so important because everything runs off that. And I'm going to say something. I don't say this too often, but the Uniform Commercial Code actually comes from space. I don't want to freak nobody out. But it came from, because we're not actually from this planet. I'm telling you right now. Now, I don't usually get into this type of dialogue on the show because everybody can't handle this type of information. But no human, listen to me carefully, no human is indigenous to this planet. We come from the constellation Osiris, or what they call Orion's Belt. That's where we come from. And the Universal Commercial Code was set up for those traveling out in space. When the brothers came here from Mars, okay, I'm saying when they came here from Mars, they were still using the Universal Commercial Code, and that's how we learned. That's how it was taught. See, you follow what I'm saying? So, but now I'm saying stuff. Now, can I verify this stuff? Sure, you can verify this stuff, but you got to do your research, all right? You have to go and do the studying for yourself. Did you know that Isis and Osiris had a shaft for the spirit to leave and go to the planet that they were from, out there up in Orion's Belt, constellation Osiris? You got to do some studying. You got to do some research. There's stuff out there that's beyond your imagination. I think I got started too far. I went too far here into that, but. Because I wanted to touch on Black history before I went into that, but that is Black history, okay? In Egypt, they had, oh, man, the stuff that they were doing is unbelievable. You know, you need to study Shiketi Diop or Ivan Van Sertimore, study some of these guys and find out what's going on. One thing you're going to learn when you really do your research, it ain't personal to the 1%. It ain't about no color, because the 1% come in all colors, shapes, and sizes. I'm telling you right now. The 1% come in all colors and shapes and sizes. It's about the haves and the haves not. If you're a have not, you're treated just like anybody else. You think Do you think that they're not dogging Caucasians out there? You got to do some research. They just not putting it in the press. Say they put in the press every time they dog you to make you feel like a victim. That's what's going on. Because they want you feeling like a victim. And you're not a victim. You got power to change whatever you want to change, okay? Now, let's get into a little black history for a minute. Now, the Africans were smelting steel at 1,500 degrees 2,000 years ago. So they didn't learn how to smelt steel from the Europeans. The Europeans learned how to smelt steel from them. You understand? These are just tidbits to let you know just how advanced you were over these people. And they're not inventing most of the stuff that they're using today. Most of the stuff that they're using today is coming out of the black community, okay? Egypt had the first accurate calendar 4,421 years ago. Now, come on. This guy, during that time, they thought the world was flat. Okay? Now, the Tashin had the first monarchy. This was before Egypt. See? Egypt was not responsible for the first writing system. There was a writing system before Egypt was built in Ethiopia. Because we had great cultures when Egypt was just a swamp. They ain't telling you that. Because they don't have you looking for that kind of stuff, okay? And the use of numbers is 8,000 years old in Africa, the use of numbers. The Yoruba tribe had and still has a very complicated math system. I'm just saying, this is Black History Month, so I'm throwing a few tidbits out there. So you can understand how deep the whole thing go. Now, we're talking about politics, but your history and what they're telling you about your history is politically motivated. They don't want you to know. Every time they go to Africa, right, they find one of the little tribes, you know, and they study the history of the tribe and all that. But they study Ugubugu and Bububutu, but those people don't know anything. They don't go into the interior of Africa where the great cities and all that stuff were. They don't do that because they don't want you to know about all that stuff. They want you to think that everybody was running around with spears, that we was hunters and gatherers, that they call it. That's crazy. That history that they give us in school is just absolute nonsense. But they want you to think that we were hunters and gatherers and we didn't have great anything until they came. You know what I mean? But it's the opposite. They didn't have nothing until they came to see us. Pythagoras, all those guys, they studied in our schools. Okay? They studied in our schools. All right? I'm just giving you a few little tidbits, okay? We're talking about aspirin. You know, we had aspirin in Africa thousands of years ago. Tetracycline, we had that too. The first C-section operation. All right? The first cataract eye surgery was done in Africa. A lot of people don't want to hear about the accomplishments of the Africans, but that's our history. That's a part of who we are and where we come from, and it's very important that we know these things, okay? Hypertension drugs, we had that, okay? We developed the rice, the barley, and the wheat from the grass. Did you know that we had the first telescopes? Come on. Just to bring you up to date a little bit, you know, I think we know about Lewis Latimer with the carbon filament for the light bulb. He also made the sugar machine that converts the cane into sugar. He made the first incandescent light as well, right? The shoe machine came out of the black community. Frederick Jones with the first refrigerator truck. Major Elam, the fourth, ran the entire space program in the 80s and 90s. Conor Gregory designed the cockpit. I mean, we just amazing, you know? He also made the first landing device. When the plane lands and the pilot don't have to be doing, the pilot can be sleeping, the plane will land automatically, okay? That was set up by Conor Gregory, okay? The power controller, so that the pilot can use the plane and use on an instrument with just one hand. That was done by Conor Gregory. It's just so much that we can go into dealing with all this stuff. But like I said, I only have an hour, you know, and we just about out of time right now. So I've been, this is the list of stuff that I wanted to bring to you, some of the things that I want you to get into, especially with the fruit and what the fruit is. A lot of fruit is high in vitamin C, all the different nutrients. If you go, you go on the internet and check a nutrient chart and look up the different fruits that you're eating, all of this stuff, okay, all of this stuff that you need, you can get out of fruit. You don't have to eat every vegetable to get all the nutrients you need from the fruit, because it's in the fruit. So you can have a fruit diet or you can have a vegetable diet. The vegetable diet is a healing diet, okay? The fruit diet, balancing diet, that balances those, it perfects, you know, it perfects the cells. It helps the body perfect the cells. That's what the fruit diet does. You eat fruit, but you eat the fruit along with a salad to make sure that the body is in an alkaline environment. That your stomach is in an alkaline environment, okay? And if you eat add the fruits. If you add the foods that I talked about, it will help you get rid of the parasites that's in your system. But sometimes the parasites are eating up all your food. You know, you be dumping big waste, think it's you, but it's coming from the parasites you have in your system. But you go on the internet, research this stuff. Am I right? No. Am I wrong? No. I'm not a minister, guru, or nothing. I'm just here to bring you a message, and this message hopefully will help take you to the next level in what you have to do, you know? And you have so much you have to do, because in reality, if you want this thing to change, it's up to you. You have the power to make it happen, okay? But you have to purify your heart so that the energy can flow properly, all right? If you want to understand about the energy, it's called chi energy. The Africans taught on it. In fact, let me drop this on you right quick. You see all these movies about Tai Chi? How they talk about Tai Chi, this type of martial arts? Well, before the French changed the name to Mauritania, you know what the name was? It was Tai Chi. That's where the martial arts came from. It come from Africa. You have a wealth of stuff that has been a part of your history, part of your DNA, you know, and they're blocking you from it. So what you need to do at this point is get in the mix. You have to get busy, you know. I mean, if you don't know the mayor and what's going on down there, city council and all that kind of stuff, you're out of the bubble. The minute something happens, you don't have nobody that you can call to go to bat for you. So you have to get involved with these people. You know, a lot of them are crooks. Yeah, I know, they're crooks, and they got the old good old boy club. That's what they do. But you still have to get involved, you know. And this is what I'm telling you now. Get involved with these people. Find out what's going on and make a stand. Start making a difference, because you have children and your children's children that you have to begin making change for. It's not just about you anymore. It's about your children and your children's children. Now, Obama's going to be out of office soon. I don't know if we're going to get Trump in there or not, but Obama's going to be out of office soon. And in 2 years after you get out of office, it's going to be rough out here, all right? So right now you have to start thinking about alternative incomes, because those jobs aren't going to be there, all right? Visit the brother I was talking about with RBG Industries that make the stuff. You know, give him a call. Find out what he's making, what you can get. You know, figure out if you can make a little cake or a cookie or something, you know, that you can sell to your friends and to your neighbors just to get something started, you know. I mean, you figure, well, hey, I ain't going to get but like $10 or $15 a day, you know. $10 a day is $300 a month. $15 a day is $450 a month, okay? That's a electric bill. That's a gas bill. That's gas for the car. That's even a car payment if you have to. So a lot of times if you're stuck, you don't need a lot. You just need to get started on something to get you through where you're going. And once you get started, you'll figure out a way to turn that little $400 a month into $800 a month. in the 1600 a month, in the 3200 a month. And next thing you know, you're on the radio selling your products, you know, advertising. Who knows? Maybe one day you might be on, well, you can't be on Oprah's show if she don't close down. But, but that's what you need to do. You need to get busy. You need to get started doing something to bring about your freedom. Okay, and that's one thing I like about the Will I Am show that comes on after me. See, the Bible is a book of keys. All right, I'm gonna, since you, I don't know if you want to check into a show or not, but I'm gonna give you this information so that when you listen to them, it will help you understand how powerful the Bible is. Remember the story when Jesus said we should be born again. Okay, and Nicodemus didn't have a clue to what he was talking about. When you're born as a live being. And when they drop that birth certificate on you, that kills the live being and the straw man takes over, okay? In order for you to get free from the system, you have to fill out an affidavit to declare yourself a live being again. You have to be born again. That's what Jesus was talking about in the Bible. You see what I'm saying? But preachers ain't teaching you that. They're not teaching you how to read the Bible, how to understand. Remember when, I'll just give you one more. We're almost out of time here. Remember when Peter and him couldn't find a fish? And Jesus said, well, come on, get on the boat. Let's go back out. He knew commerce. He knew what a fish was. He knew bartering. You can't have commerce without something to sell. See? So Jesus took them out on the boat, and they got the fish. But what were they talking about? What was so important about Peter coming out walking on the water? Water represents knowledge. And out there, we're dealing with commerce. You have to learn the laws of commerce. Peter didn't know the laws of commerce as well as Jesus, and Peter sunk. You see what I'm saying? They were talking about the Uniform Commercial Code, dealing with commerce or what you have to sell, dealing with borrowing. You say, oh, man. Never thought about it like that. No, because the preachers aren't pushing you in that direction. The preachers aren't pushing you towards freedom. But there's so many keys in the Bible that will blow your mind. I'm going to give you one more key. I just started on this. I could keep it talking, but I'm going to give you one more key. Remember when they were getting ready to crucify Jesus and he went to Pontius Pilate and he asked Pontius Pilate asked him, where are you from? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. What does that mean? That means Rome didn't have jurisdiction over him, and the Sanhedrin didn't have jurisdiction over him, so neither one of them could prosecute him. They had to take him to live beings to prosecute him, which was the people. See what I'm saying? That's why your court system is set up like that, because the judge can't prosecute you. See what I'm saying? Only the people can prosecute you. But they're not telling you how that thing goes. That whole story was about jurisdiction. Okay? Now, where are you domiciled at? You understand what I'm saying? So the keys are there, but nobody is teaching on how to read it. That's why in the book, Deuteronomy Scriptures, Part 1 and 2, it's the keys to understand the Bible and the Quran. Because there's stuff in there's keys in the Quran as well. And they don't know how to read the Quran. I understand. So, oh boy, I'm out of time. Okay. Only got a few more seconds left here. But the Bible is one of the most powerful books that we had written by black people. All right? Every book in the Bible is written by black guys. This is Black History Month, so we're dropping it. You know what I'm saying? Even though Jesus didn't write none of the stuff in the book. But he is responsible for dropping the keys. So there's a lot of keys in that book that you can deal with, but you have to go into it looking at it as keys. This is telling you what's going on, okay? This wasn't supposed to be, you know, a spiritual lecture. It's supposed to be a secular show. It's politics and health, but religion is one of the most important things that we can deal with, because you see, religion means way of life. So what way of life were you choosing to take you to your end game? See what I'm saying? That's what you have to ask yourself. Will the Christian way of life take you to the end game? Will the Islamic way of life take you to the end game? Will the Buddha way of life take you to the end game? That's what you got to figure out. How are you going to get to the end game? But first, you have to have an end game. Those that are on the line, I want to thank you so much because you've been here all this time, and I appreciate it so much that you're listening, and I get such a joy in bringing this information to you. And I'll be here next week. I'll be here every week, you know, with much, much more. And remember that that we love you, and I want to thank you so much for being here. And remember, love is and always will be the answer. Peace.